from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A blade was found in a mini chocolate bar picked up by a trick-or-treater in Cochrane last night. OPP are investigating and advising parents to check their kids' loot, if you haven't already, for tears, holes, or other irregularities in wrappers, signs of resealing or unusual packaging, and anything that seems suspicious, even if it looks unopened. Information that could help the investigation is welcomed by the OPP or Cochrane District Crime Stoppers. The 4th Annual Timmins Film Festival is ready to light up the screens at Imagine Cinemas next Thursday to Sunday. Timmins Film Society Chair Paul Charette says it's the most culturally diverse lineup of 5 movies yet. The group has learned to listen to feedback for programming the festival and its regular Monday night screenings.
One of the things that we really enjoy about doing this type of event is that we can bring in French movies, Indigenous movies, movies with subtitles. It's a Japanese movie, the first one that's starting off our films.
A ticket to any or all the featured movies entitles you to attend a wine and cheese gala Friday night at the Timmins Museum. Full details are on the Film Society Facebook page. Public consultation meetings are being held next week to learn more about the Francophone Welcoming Community Program coming to the Cochrane District. Réseau du Nord Economic Development Agent Marie-Josée Tremblay says all the services will be under one roof.
That we will have a new service that's going to be a little bit of both and that's going to be able to support both the settlement services and the Réseau within all the initiatives and bring a little bit more to our community.
Tremblay says the new program opens doors to newcomers and employees regarding immigration options. The meetings are in Hearst on Monday and Kapuskasing on Tuesday, both from 10 until 11:30 in the morning. Timmins has one on Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 3. All three are at the respective Université de Hearst campuses in those communities. More information about the new program is available on our website. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock of the NOJHL begin November on the road. They play the Voodoos in Powassan tonight at 7, then the French River Rapids in Noelville tomorrow at 7. The Iroquois Falls Storm are also away, playing the Sault Ste. Marie Thunderbirds tonight, and then they cross the border to play the Sioux Eagles tomorrow night.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.